Welcome all to September's bonus episode. For those of you who are new, this is simply an informal discussion about my thoughts on female domination, my thoughts on kink, really just an off-the-cuff discussion about topics that interest me, specifically relating to the subject at hand, of course, which is gentle femdom. And for today's episode, I would like to discuss something that really gets on my nerves, and I do not want to devolve into shaming anyone for their preferences. I really dislike doing that, but this particular thing is completely antithetical to my entire view of female domination. It is cuckolding. I despise this practice to the very nth degree, and I am going to tell you why. Well, first of all, if you're in a relationship with a person, and it's not a specifically polyamorous relationship, which I'm not keen on either, but they don't bother me, you should not be sleeping with someone else, and wanting your partner to sleep with someone else. Now, that is something we will get to a bit later, but really just the whole idea of having multiple partners, or just one person in the relationship having multiple partners, is, it just sits so wrong with me. It is an inequity that I can't abide, and I know people think dominance and submission is a relationship full of inequity, but it's not. It is an entirely give-and-take relationship. So, the whole idea of cuckolding bothers me. And there are two main components to this, and we are going to split these components into male and female. Now, the female component. This is normally a male fantasy. They want the woman they are with to sleep with someone else because they have some kind of issue that it makes them sexually aroused to think that they couldn't possibly satisfy their woman, so they need a real man to come in and satisfy them, whereas they are just the servant in the relationship, the one who is going to use their tongue to get the woman ready, or do the chores, or perhaps even suck the man's cock or something, even if they are straight. It really speaks to a lack of self-worth that I find so sad, so depressing, and I honestly would not like to be with a man who thought of himself that way. But that is more the male component. We'll get to that. The female component is, due to this being a male fantasy, it completely takes away the woman's agency and the woman's dominance because, well, it inherently says that women are not dominant. They are not superior in this issue. They are just with a submissive man, and therefore they need a real man, a strong man to come and give them what women want. They need a real man to give them what women need, which is something I would genuinely want to spank someone for saying. I do not need a quote-unquote real man. A real man is someone who is willing to gift his submission to me. That is a real man. That is someone who understands my needs, who is thinking of me, who is not thinking of himself, and in return, I will give him all the care and love and guidance he needs. I do not, once again, need a quote-unquote real man to give it to me. It makes me so angry because these quote-unquote submissive men do not inherently believe that women are the guides in their life. They are the dominant, nurturing presences in their life. No, They are just inferior men, and they need superior men to give their wives and girlfriends and mistresses what they can't. Really. And again, those of you who are familiar with my work will understand how antithetical that is to everything I believe about female domination and relationships in general. It is not an unequal relationship, and I will take that argument to my grave. No man who submits to his wife should think that she needs anything other than his submission, his love, his kindness, anything that partners will offer each other. Really, it just makes me roll my eyes. Anyone who thinks this way does not believe in female domination. They don't. They just believe in their own submissiveness, their own personal inadequacies, and I am sorry, I do not want to be with a man who is not comfortable with who he is, who does not believe he is a true man. I want to be with a man who is strong, who is emotionally resilient, who is completely comfortable with who he is. Why would any woman want to be with a man, or any lesbian or bisexual woman, want to be with anyone who thinks that lowly of themselves? It's insane. It really is. But let's get back to the male component. This is seriously worrying to me because I think it promotes the idea that if you are submissive, you're not a real man. And that is completely untrue. You are the best kind of man. And I don't know how strongly or virulently I have to say this. Just because you want to submit yourself does not mean anything like inferiority. In fact, understanding that you need guidance, that is the strongest thing any person on this world can do. So you might be wondering why I brought this up. Well, as a dominant woman who is active on some social media regarding the topic, I'm not really a fan of social media, but I suppose I will have to get more into it if I want to get my work out there a little bit more. I've been struggling with that recently. But being a dominant woman in this sphere, I constantly get messages and requests from men who don't really believe in female dominance. They just believe in their own superiority, and they want me to cater to this self-hatred, and I'm tired of it, I really am. That is why I am so completely grateful for the boys who comment and listen to my channel, because they totally, completely understand what true female domination is and what true male submission is. It is a truly loving and, in its own way, equal relationship, full of give and take, and I would not have it any other way. But I'm curious what all of you think of cuckolding. Would you be comfortable if a woman asked you? Then again, surprisingly, it's not really something women ask for, it's always something men ask for, and I find that totally baffling and quite sad. But again, I love to hear all your thoughts, please let me know what you think, and I hope you found this particular topic interesting. I clearly have very strong opinions on it, which will not change until my very dying day. Thank you for listening, everyone. I will be posting next month's schedule, and I will be trying to see about getting on the bigger porn sites such as Pornhub. I've looked into it, and you have to apply to be allowed to put your videos on there, and I'm not really sure if they allow videos without any visual sexual content, if they allow just role-playing audio videos But I will apply and I will keep you all updated on the situation. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you in the month of October.